Oh man, this weather is getting me down because the stuff keeps melting away, and then like it'll come back, man. The damn snow will come back, man. This sucks.
It's just staying. I see something on Facebook. It said Mother Nature is just like a bad baby mama. I just want to see my son. That's it. Just let me see my son. Please, that's it, man.
That's pretty. You know what I mean? That's pretty good.
Shit, man, this shit out of here.
This weather sucks, man. All right, you know, I hate the spring, man. I don't like it because it's inconsistent.
Well, Cleveland, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's
let's get it on. It's fans on patrol time.
It's fans on patrol time.
Yes, indeed. It is what? Show 229. Title of the show, Black Klansman and Hanging with John Glover. And it's Fans on Patrol Time! Ah! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. Yes, we skipped a week. We had problems, issues, and concerns. But we are back. With me is the most dopest one in the house, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spelled smooth, not Dwayne, and thank you for that introduction.
Oh, you are very welcome, sir. I just had to do an extra little something, man, because we left the fans hanging, man. We had problems, issues, and concerns last week, man, and we just could not get a show out. First time in Fans of Patrol history that we had an unintentional blackout.
Yeah.
And boy, did I hear it all over social media and personal texts and
word?
And emails, yes. And I'm sorry, and you don't have to talk about my mama like that.
Oh, they was
and
giving you the business?
My mama didn't do nothing to you. Jeez. And my kids, you could have left them out of it too. So please, no more of that bullshit. We are back in the house. And so we got a pretty good show going on this week, Dwayne, you know.
What we got?
Okay, so we got a little mixed stuff going on. First of all, like as you can tell at the top of the show, we had a conversation with all of you Smallville fans, man. We had a sit down with John Glover, Lionel Luthor himself, man, you know.
Oh.
So we got that a little interview with him and I, and we're going to do a little news about Arrow, dude. There's some breaking Arrow news, you know.
Oh,
some Suicide Squad news involving Idris Elba, believe that. Mm-hmm. And there's also some Edge of Tomorrow news that we want to talk about. And don't leave Disney out of it, because we always have a time for Star Wars news. We got some Star Wars Disney news to talk about.
Sounds expensive.
It's always expensive. And, you know what? We forgot to talk about, like last week, we were going to talk about the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the Dark Phoenix trailer, because we're behind and we want to talk about it. So we're going to jam all that stuff in there. So, you know, for the people.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So we have our interview with John Glover.
Yeah.
We have a comic this week.
Oh, what's that? Old Man Logan?
Dead Man Logan.
Oh, Dead Man Logan.
Excuse Number me. Two, because we dropped Wolverine, the Return of the Wolverine, because it kind of effing sucked.
Yeah.
And so this is better.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to talk about that. And then, man, we're going to, the timing last week would have been perfect to talk about the Oscars. And, you know, we wanted to talk about the Oscar winner, you know, Best Picture. So we thought about doing, you know, the winner. But then, you know, Tiflbot thought it'd be real good. It was just like, we both wanted to see Black Klansman, you know. So we said, let's do Black Klansman, because Spike Lee won an Oscar, man. You know, he won
finally
screenplay.
Yeah,
about damn time. Yeah. And then Tiff couldn't make it.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
So just listen to this, Tiff, and feel good that we're gonna give it justice.
Yeah.
And so with that, man, that's gonna be it. You ready to roll?
Let's do this.
Let's go. All right, man, let's get it on. It's been a while, dude, you know? Shoot. So we're going to work backwards here, man. Why don't we talk about that Dark Phoenix movie first?
Let's do it.
So It's the group of X-Men I like the best, you know. Yeah. I like
the teenagers.
Oh, dude. I mean, this group of actors.
Oh, okay.
I like this world, you know, the X-Men First Class world, even though they had a movie after that. They had two movies after that. I don't think that was all that great, right? They had the Apocalypse. I thought Apocalypse was terrible.
Yeah, it did.
Days of Future Past. Wasn't that bad as I know people hate that movie or they kind of lukewarm on that movie. I thought it was decent. I'm trying to think about some of the things that happened in the movie Days of Future Past.
With the Sentinels?
The Sentinels and stuff. That was cool.
That was raw.
I didn't think the movie was the greatest, but it was fine to me. I know people who hated it, though.
Oh, wow.
But I did not like Apocalypse.
Apocalypse had its problems.
Yeah, it lost its way and stuff. So Disney turns around and they buy Fox.
Okay.
And the New Mutants was going to come out. Should have been out and been gone.
Man, I was waiting on that.
They changed it. You know, it was looking like a horror movie. And then they redid a whole bunch of shoots, and then they put it on hold. And I don't know if it's on hold indefinitely, but it's on hold. I think it's supposed to be released, but is anybody going to care eventually, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so, because I know I think Disney is itching to, you know, get that property going into the MCU, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just speculating.
Okay.
So anyway, so then, you know, this movie was like done, and I think it went back for a whole bunch of reshoots and stuff. Okay. So both of them. And so now they're going to release it, man. It comes out, what, in April? May? Is that what it said?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
June. I believe in cinemas in June 6th.
Okay, June 6th. Okay. Yeah. And so what did you think of this thing, man? You got a chance to take a look at it. What'd you think?
I am kind of I'm curious because I want to see how many storylines they
try to do at once.
Yeah, right. How many they rip off and put it into this movie. You know,
it's an excellent point.
Yeah, so I can see something. I'm pretty sure that they might. They might have Magneto in his what was that, Avalon? I'm thinking that where was it in space? It wasn't M,
mm-hmm.
Asteroid M. But anyway, and we did say that they did this story before. And you saying
no? We haven't said that, but
we was talking about that on the air, off the air.
That was my observation. I love these characters. I love these actors who play these characters.
Yeah.
You know, this rendition of these characters. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, you're right. That was my negative comment. I'm like, didn't we see this? And you was like, yeah, we saw a shitty version of it. And I was like,
you're right.
I said, yeah, but didn't we see this? I mean, how many comic stories out there that's pretty cool that you could have did?
That is true. That is true. But this is the most popular, and I believe this is one of every, like, this is a lot of people's favorite story.
Well,
the Dark Phoenix. This is a pretty good storyline, though.
I saw Quicksilver in there, one of my favorite characters.
That was a good scene when he was running.
Yeah, I love it. I love that stuff, man. Yeah. I love that stuff. I really like the actor too. He does a good job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I have to say, okay, mm-hmm. when I see this, I say, okay, it's cool. Okay, I guess. Hopefully, it'll be good. But this reminds me of Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. You know why?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Because this is canceled.
Okay.
This is just like all the shows we watch on, you know, Daredevil, and then they're coming out with what's the female character
of who?
Jessica Jones.
Oh, Elektra. Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. Yeah. But it's done. It's just like the Punisher. It's they canceled it immediately. But now, you know, we know that Jessica Jones is canceled, but they're gonna release it. Mm. I hate watching stuff I know that's canceled.
Right.
Because you're like, they're going to leave me hanging. Right. It's not going to be right. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I don't know if the reshoots about this was all about not leaving you hanging, maybe.
Okay.
And putting an end to this story. That would be good. Yeah. If they close the story out with something cool, you know, bring the majesty of this series that could be that was X-Men First Class, because I love X-Men First Class. It's my favorite out of all the X-Men stories, you know?
Yeah.
And so
it was done well. It was pretty good.
If they can bring that back for the end. But you got Sophie Turner as Jean Grey. Mm-hmm. I never was a Jean Grey fan, man. I mean, she's just been okay, even in the comic books, even in the movies, even in, you know,
What about the cartoon? She was pretty dope in the cartoon, right?
Oh, I couldn't stand it. You know, if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
before the Dark Phoenix saga,
okay.
she was always, I'm using my power, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah, this year fallout.
I hold it up. I can't. And then like they came up in the '80s and said, "Hey, let's do this Dark Phoenix saga, man. You know, we're gonna make Jean a total badass, right?"
Yeah.
And they did, and it was cool.
And then they did the clone with Madeline Pryor,
right? And so
Inferno. Yeah.
No matter what you did,
it still didn't catch it.
It didn't catch. She never really caught me. Yeah, you know,
no traction. Huh?
Not really. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I've never been like I was with Wolverine, and like I was with Colossus, and even Storm. You know, I think I like Storm and Rogue.
Kitty Pryde is pretty. Yeah,
Kitty has kind of been like a Jean with me.
Okay,
you know, I can take her or leave her. You know,
I can see that.
So this is coming out, man.
Well, she's better than Jubilee.
Worst character in the history of mankind.
Man, Jubilee sucks.
You know, I wasn't reading the books when the cartoon came out in the '90s, and I was like, who the hell is
this? Yeah, who was she? Right.
Who was this chick throwing firecrackers at her fingers?
Yeah, right.
And who cares about firecrackers?
Fireworks. She has fireworks that come out her fingers.
Yeah, bother me. Yeah. It bothered me. She always bothered me. And that character's still around.
And she had a long yellow. She had a nice yellow raincoat, though. I like the raincoat.
And why did you have a raincoat in June in the middle of the sunny on the beach? And it's, you know, it was just so stupid. Anyway, we're talking about this too long, but I love Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he's great.
See him in there. I don't think I care for this new Storm. Maybe she'll do something better and be more Stormish in this new movie. I think they've always done Storm wrong. You should have always got a Lupe Nyong'o.
Oh, yeah.
Or a hot sister from Africa for real.
Yeah, like
played a part.
Well, you got all the go to the Black Panther cast.
There you go.
There you go.
Pick one
of them.
Storm. There you go. Okay, so we're gonna see this.
Of course.
Hey man, let me just throw in some sad news real quick, man, because I don't want the end with sad news.
Yeah.
But we talk about Luke Perry, man. We don't talk about him. We just gonna say sad news. A brother had a stroke last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the hospital a couple days. 52 years old, man. You
52
know?
Years young.
52, yeah, 52 years young, man. This cat passes away, man. You know, I was not a 90210 fan.
Nah.
I never understood his popularity back when, you know.
He was the bad boy.
One thing that sticks with me about him is
he smoked cigarettes.
I remember seeing the Animaniacs.
Oh, okay.
And they had him, you know how these always does. I do not look like James Dean. You know, that's stupid stuff.
Right.
But, you know, he was on Riverdale, you know, still working every day.
Yeah, he was. Sure was. Yeah.
So. You know, salute to you, sir. Sorry that you, you know, that could be me, man. Shoot, he ain't that much older than me.
52 years old, that's not old.
Man. You know, no drugs, no nothing either, man. Just,
right.
Damn. Anyway, sorry to hear that.
Yep.
You know who else passed, man?
Yeah.
His name, my boy from Airwolf, dude.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jean Michael Vincent, man.
Yeah.
Stringfellow Hawk himself, man. Why are you looking like that over there, man?
Because I vaguely remember Airwolf.
What? Hold up. Cue that dope ass Airwolf music, man.
I remember it was a helicopter. I do remember a helicopter.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And it was a sleek helicopter.
Yeah. And it had all his armaments inside, man.
Okay.
And he Ernest Borgnine was his co-pilot, man.
What?
Yeah. And he would. It was a cool story, man, because he was this sad ass loner.
Right.
He, dude. When I say sad ass loner, he was a sad ass dude. He was so sad.
No cheeks.
Dude, he was so like his woman had got murdered by somebody.
Oh snap!
So he lived like in Alaska.
Oh yeah. No with cheeks.
With a glassy lake in front of his house.
Oh yeah.
And the show would start. He would have a cello. And he would be out there in the wilderness, like what in front of his house. And he would just be like,
This dude was a sad sack.
He was a sad sack. I can't remember how the story went, but he stole the helicopter, man. It was like Blue Thunder. It was like Knight Rider of helicopters.
Right.
And some kind of way he stole the helicopter because he thought it was too powerful for the government to have. So he took it and hit it. And they couldn't get it.
No.
This is before all that heavy duty radar tracking and stealth stuff.
Right.
And it was stealth.
Right.
Like the only stealth thing on the planet. And so nobody could find it, right?
Yeah.
And so they would have to come to him and beg him. It was like, could you help us out with this? And he would decide whether he was going to help him or not. It was kind of cool, dude. So Stringfellow Hulk, man, salute to you, sir. You know, he passes, man. It's not funny.
No, I'm just saying.
You laughing at the story.
Yeah, the story. Right. How long did this stay on?
Years. Really? Stayed on for a long time, dude.
Jeez.
Airwolf, when I lost interest as a kid and became a teenager, yeah. I would come in my mama's house and bum, 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 bum. I was like, damn, it's still on. Yes, indeed. Wow. That's when television was television. You know, once you got a TV show back in the day, you didn't get canceled.
Yeah, you're right. You
that didn't. Shit would run for 10 years, man.
It would. You're right, it did. It ran for 10 years.
Absolutely.
About 10 years. I remember Family Ties. Everybody was out the house.
Yeah, right. And then they had it killed me when they have all them dumbass characters come on. You're like, who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, now the most least character on the show is the star. Right. Get out of here. I was thinking her name was Tina Yellers, and she.
Oh, man, she was horrible, man. Yeah. She was a cheerleader movie, I remember, man. And all the cheerleaders was hot, and she was just.
She was supposed to be hot, yeah, but she was just wasn't.
Yeah, it was Tina Yellers, man.
I'm glad Tiff not here to put a stop to this. But.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, man.
Yeah.
Let's keep going with some news, man.
All right.
So, you know, the big day is coming up, man.
Which is?
Cue that dope-ass Star Wars music.
what was I thinking?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, they've been showing all kind of pictures all over the internet, man. You know, Disney's Galaxy Edge, man. It's they're opening up the one in California, which is the shitty Disney. You know, that's the tiny little Disney.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's Disneyland, right?
Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
The Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens in May. Mm. And then the ridiculous Everybody Get On My Damn Nerves Disney down in Florida,
yeah.
That one opens in August.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we want to go to it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait some years to see this thing.
You think so?
I think the seats on the rides are going to be just worn out by the time I get down there. Because, dude, do you know how many Star Wars fans in the world just going to be going there on top of the traffic that goes to Disney?
I think the only non-Star Wars fan is Tiff. Right. I think everybody in the world is Star Wars fan.
And you get that person in the room to try to act like they better than you because they don't. Oh, no, I've never seen Star Wars. What is that?
Right.
They want to force their ass down on the ground and turn on make them watch it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just know what it is.
Right. So anyway, I'm just saying, man, you know how it's bad enough with no Star Wars.
Mm.
Now add Star Wars and a bunch of lightsaber wielding nerds all over the place.
Wow, yeah, he's gonna
And then add the young kids who just not got introduced to Star Wars. Boy. And then the 40 something year old dudes like us, you know.
Ooh wee, that's gonna be a mess of uber gooberness.
And then you know, as a man, mm-hmm. you know, who was there when it opened.
Yeah.
You just want to kick those little kids like footballs.
Get out the way. You don't appreciate it. Yeah,
you're not a damn fan. Yeah, I'm the original fan. They made this for me. You know, get out of the goddamn way.
Man, that's when C-3PO and R2-D2 can check you into your hotel, right? That's what it is.
Supposed to be all kind of stuff.
Oh, man, that's great.
So, you know.
You'll be eating on the Millennium Falcon.
I bet you won't, but we'll see. I know it's a ride.
Well, yeah. Well,
and I know it's a walkthrough, and, you know.
Well, it probably had to grow in that. What's that bar in Tatooine?
The cantina. Probably plenty of cantinas. But I'm going to tell you what shouldn't have got me excited, but did.
What's that?
I saw animatronic for Hondo.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, I love that character. You know, that's a non-movie character. Mm. You know, because he's always up to something. You know, it's always, let me figure out a way to swindle you out of your cheese.
You know,
he's the pirate Hondo. So,
right, yeah.
You know, they got a pretty sweet animatic. You can see that on our Facebook page.
I was looking at that. I was wondering.
Yeah, it looks good, man. Yeah. You know, so I like that character, man.
Yeah.
That's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, man. You know, we're going to have to make a trip down there. You know when we should go? I keep hearing that. February is the best time to go down there.
Really?
You know, so we'll figure out how to go down there, you know, and, you know, kick some kids out the way. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't mind.
It's real to me. Anyway, you know what? In passing news, this happened a couple weeks ago, man. At 80 years old, man, Sanford and Sons, Nathan Taylor died. Lawson, that's Rollo, man.
Rollo, that was the dude that Fred hated.
Rollo Lawson.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Dude, man.
Damn it, Rollo.
Right.
No, Rollo.
Was he 81 or 80?
He's 80, dude.
80.
Yep. Yeah, y'all know, remember Sanford Son?
I do.
Cue that silly ass Sanford Son music. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, Rollo. Hey, Pops.
Right.
Hey, Pops, what you mean, Jack?
You ain't got no purses to steal. Get on out of here, Rollo.
Right, so.
You old jive turkey.
I don't know if he said jive turkey.
He did. He called him turkey.
He called him turkey.
He called him everything, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I remember when Julio's mama was being their housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that show? She was like, Buenos dias. She's like, Buenos dias, Senior Sanford. He was like, beans and disease are you too.
Yeah, that dude was stupid.
So stupid.
That dude was dumb.
Beans and disease. Oh boy. Anyway, dude.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies, man.
Which one?
Edge of Tomorrow, dude.
That was a good movie.
They getting a sequel. Dude, it's one of my favorites. I could not deny it. I've been, you know.
They getting a sequel? How are they going to get a sequel? Because elaborate on how did it end?
Well, it ended with them killing the big thing.
The big thing at the dam, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But Tom Cruise was supposed to have lost the power at the end of the movie.
Okay.
And so they said if they kill it.
That's it, right?
Right, but something had happened, man. And the day started all the way over.
Uh-huh.
But Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise, they were aware and nobody else was.
Right, yeah.
So if the day started over and they won, is the day going to start over and do what it did before? Or is it over? Because they were saying, it's over.
Right.
But it might be another one.
Right.
You know, and maybe somebody else might have the power. I don't know.
Right.
You know, but it's going to, Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise is coming back. So I'm super excited, dude. I love that movie.
That movie
is
raw, man.
I love it. Get up, maggot. You know, get up, maggot, just every him, day. Get
just,
up, maggot.
Just him getting killed. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Through the.
Well, I like how scenarios. I like the little montage they did when he kept waking up every morning, you know. And Bill Paxton, you know, another past actor, was just so good in that movie, you know. Well, crack on my ass, you know. Right. Playing the Kentuckian. Oh, boy. So let's keep rolling, man.
Word.
Okay, so out with Will Smith, man, in with Idris Elba with Suicide Squad, James Gunn Suicide Squad.
Oh, man, hey, that's not a bad. That's like, you know, trading your king for an ace.
You. Thank you. Bravo. Thank you. Bravo, sir. Bravo. You damn right. Bravo. Yeah, you trade your king and got an ace, man. So they didn't say, Will Smith, leave Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. It's all screwed. We can't do the movie. You know, like they did with Star Trek. Oh, Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pine is out.
Yeah.
No Star Trek. They said,
come on, man.
They said, Will Smith, huh? You gone? Man. You don't do it? You got a conflict or something?
Okay.
James Gunn, maybe something clashing, who knows?
Right.
Hey, Idris.
And he came in with
that British accent.
Like, well, yes. But of course. There's no problem. I can do that. I can fit that in my schedule.
You're damn right I'll be. I'm turning them into something else. But so, yeah, man. Good choice.
Yeah.
I couldn't have chosen anybody better except for me. Also, what's his name? Kitterman is out. He played Flag.
Oh, yeah. Okay, who cares?
He's not that much. He was RoboCop. And I'm not that big on him as an actor. You know, he's a definite character actor, you know.
Oh, he played in Leviathan or some shit like that. One of them crazy.
I know he was the new RoboCop.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about that guy.
Yeah, okay. Colonel Flagg.
The new
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm cool to see Idris Elba, man.
Idris
can do anything he want to do, man. Idris can chew bubble gum on the screen and just talk crap and crack in a British accent, and I will go pay to see it.
Man, he played a thug,
an American thug, a British thug,
British cop. Played a gunfighting, futuristic, apocalyptic dude.
Right, which was terrible. But he wasn't terrible. The movie was terrible.
Yeah, the movie was terrible.
I mean, what can he do?
He was also a major in your movie, Pacific Rim.
Oh, that's my... Oh, cue that dope ass Pacific Rim. Damn, I love that movie, Dwayne. You know me well, man. Yeah. I love that movie,
The whole point is, this dude's resume is large.
Right, so I'm looking forward to that, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. Shutting some stuff down now, man. Arrow, man.
Oh, well, yeah.
So they got season 8 with Arrow. Now, I've been watching Arrow.
Yeah.
And I have to say that it's probably time to shut them all down, to be honest with you.
Start with some new stuff.
Well, I think they have with the DC app. Because the DC app those shows. I haven't watched Doom's Patrol yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch the whole season of Titans.
Right.
And I don't know, man. I don't know what the buzz on the internet is about Titans, but I mean, yes, it was a little CW-ish with Edge like a mother puss bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, it was super edgy, man. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, in my opinion, a better Next Generation. It's the new shows. And so, you know, Arrow is cool. Mm-hmm. Got really stupid with some of these characters, though. Just too many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Wild Dog character, although I love to see minorities on the film.
Right.
Just a little bit much.
Is that to do with the hockey mask?
Yeah. Mr. Terrific has been the biggest disappointment of my adult and child life.
Mr. Terrific has been on there?
Mr. Terrific is this goofy dude to get his ass handed to him by everybody that he fight.
Really?
And he ain't the smartest dude on the show or why in the not? Universe. No, because they just want to play him down like he ain't nothing, man. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, the actor's a fine actor, but that ain't Mr. Terrific,
right,
dude.
Right, yeah, right.
I mean, it's just so many. It's two black canaries, and then, it's just so much,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to force feed you.
Yeah, it's just a lot, man. I still really enjoy The Flash, though.
Yeah.
Because The Flash, I really enjoy The Flash. I hope The Flash keeps going. But so that's it for Arrow, man. One more season, so.
One more season for Oliver Queen, and he out of this boy.
But at least they announced it now and didn't announce it halfway through the season, so they bring in the B writers to write the garbage and it don't end right.
Right, right.
I sure hope they put Batman on this thing before it ends.
That would be cool.
Because they got Batwoman, like that's supposed to be something, and I'm not a Batwoman fan.
Really? Batwoman?
Batwoman. I can't stand that character. I love Batgirl.
Yeah, Batgirl.
I love Batgirl. Yeah, so don't try to paint me as a sexist.
Right.
I can't stand Batwoman.
Did Batwoman even get taught by Bruce Wayne?
No.
No,
Well, in this CW universe, she's supposed to be Bruce Wayne's cousin. And he's missing. And so she's mining the store. And I'm like, y'all make me so sick doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep moving, man.
Yeah.
Was that it for our news?
I think so, yeah.
That was it for our news,
that's
dude.
All, yeah, that's all, that's
yeah we didn't get a whole bunch of news, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah, it was great, man.
So we are going to take a break.
Right.
And we are going to come back with our interview.
Oh, okay.
Let's do the interview, man. It's an interview at Cleveland Comic Con with John Glover, man. He's a classy cat here, man. We just did this last night, man. So check it out. We'll be right back. All right, man. This is it, man. We got a chance to sit down with John Glover. You know, the character played Lex Luthor. Did you also know he was the Riddler on Batman Animated Series?
Hell no. Nah. He was the voice?
He was the voice, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, no, he was the live action actor. So, we're going to take a second, man, and we're going to – this just happened last night, man. I was just there yesterday and had a chance to sit down and talk with him for a while. So, thank you, Wizard World Cleveland, and, you know, Jerry Mangini, shout out to you, sir. And here's John Glover, Smallville.
John Glover from Smallville. How are you, sir?
I am swell.
Yep.
Day one of Wizard World.
Yeah.
Here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you from Ohio?
I'm from Ohio. I've been here my whole life.
Cleveland?
I've been in Cleveland my whole life.
You know, it's a very elegant city.
You like it here?
I was here in 72. I played the Hannah. I came through with a touring company before we reached New York. And I remember thinking this was the city of the burning river.
Right.
I was in my 20s, so I don't remember much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Except I went to a big department store with Marilyn Sokol, who was always also in the company, which I'm told is now the casino. But as I drove in last night and we got off the highway and sort of hit that first street, it kind of curves around that big broad street, I thought this city is an elegant, elegant city.
They're trying to get their stuff together.
Oh, but they... You are.
Yeah,
you
are. Yeah, it's been a long time, but it's a lot better now. It's a lot better.
It's beautiful. We went this morning. I did a thing on CBS.
Okay.
And this morning we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's nice.
And walked around that for a couple of hours.
Yes, sir.
It exhausted me, but it's absolutely divine.
They got it in a good place too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just wonderful. I love your city.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not sure where exactly are you from.
I grew up in Salisbury, Maryland,
okay.
Which is on the eastern shore of Maryland, this little Delmarva Peninsula.
Okay.
And as soon as I got out of college, I moved to New York because mm-hmm. I wanted to be an actor.
All right.
And I started acting, and then I went out to L.A. for a while and lived there for 20-some years. And now I'm kind of ambidextrous, living on both coasts.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Going where the jobs take me.
Okay.
So I've... You know, a gypsy, yeah. Basically.
Whatever works.
Exactly, because I want to work.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Every actor wants to work.
Sure we do.
Well, you know, like, I don't know if I've already said it, fans of Patrol, we're huge fans of yours. And the biggest, of course, the biggest body of work that we watched for 10 years was all the times that you had on Smallville.
Yeah.
Right from
great time.
Day
great
one.
Time doing that. Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a wonderful group of people.
Mm-hmm.
The crew... the writers, the actors. I mean, it's just we all got together.
How fun is it to play the bad guys? Well, dad's bad guys.
They're the best part.
Right.
Villains, yeah. They move the action along, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they stand out. And they're damn fun to play.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Lionel lasted on that show a lot longer than I remember watching it thinking, oh, they're gonna write them all. Oh, they're not going to write them all. Oh, they're going to change his part. And he's a good guy. Now he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he likes the wife. And now he's Apocalypse.
We almost got married, yeah.
Right.
And I was sort of responsible for her husband's death.
Oh, it was evil.
I know.
It was so evil.
But we had a great time.
And you did work on Batman Animated Series.
Batman Animated Series, and I was in the Batman and Robin movie, too.
Yeah, you
I
were.
I played the evil Dr. Woodrow.
Right, yeah. Kissed to death
Bane. By Uma Thurman.
And that was probably great.
It was a horrible scene to shoot.
Really?
She kept sticking her tongue down my throat.
No way.
But no, I'm kidding. you thought I was serious, right?
Anything can happen.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, that was great, though. So you worked with Batman. You died quick in the movie.
In Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of me.
Yeah.
And then they had these long fight scenes where you couldn't tell who was in what rocket ship.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, even George Clooney was disappointed in that movie.
Yeah, well, yeah. It looked like it was fun to shoot.
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't fun to watch.
No.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No. I can get rid of it if you want me to.
No, okay. All right. Okay. Whatever.
So, you guys are having a reunion this weekend from Smallville.
Yeah, I've seen Michael a lot.
Okay.
But I haven't seen Tom since we wrapped.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be nice.
That'll be great. I can't wait to see you guys all together stuff. Again, fans of that show, I mean, it's nothing like it. And we just did a spiel on our show where we did trivia.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize, like, the show on Rotten Tomatoes is rated so high.
It is?
Oh, it's up there, man.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's over. It's like near 90. It's really up there. Yeah, I was surprised.
So we're not a Rotten Tomato.
No, you're not. You guys are great.
Okay, good.
And so I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay.
And I thank you for your time, sir.
My pleasure.
And I can't wait to see you guys with the rest of the panel and stuff.
All right, man.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
All right, man. So how'd y'all like that, man? John Glover, man, I really like that cat. You know, just a genuine dude, Dwayne. Real hospitable, and it's funny when people are more interested in your town and you. You know, because I talked to him off camera for a while, and I was like, man, I need to get this on tape. You know, and he was just interested in, you know, who you are and, you know, our podcast and stuff and, you know, our fans. And I was telling him, you know, as you can hear in the interview, how much, you know, we appreciated the show and loved him on that show, being the bad guy's daddy, bad guy who was a good guy and, you know, was about to trick the chick to marry him and all that stuff, you know, just so much. And then he was Apocalypse on the last show, spoilers, anyway, which was terrible, but, you know, anyway. I like how he was talking about how, you know, George Clooney and nobody liked the movie Batman and Robin. He's like, I'm glad. Be real. Right. But he did get me with that Uma Thurman comment. I sure did think I was like, man, she can't for real. He was like, he saw the look of my face. I was like, whoa. Yeah, wasn't she married to Ethan Hawke at that time? Anyway.
Yeah, she was.
Anyway, man, we're going to take our break. We're going to come back with Dead Man Logan, man. Hold your cheeks. Dead Man Logan, number 2 of 12. And so this is one of the books that we're following. And so everybody knows right now, you listen to the show, we're doing the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
We've only did book one. We're doing Fantastic Four. We're doing Middle West. And we're doing Dead Man Logan. And we're going to follow those for the next few months and stuff and see how these turn out. So once again, Dead Man Logan, Middle West, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Fantastic Four. Those are the books we're reading right now. This week we're doing Dead Man Logan. Okay, so this is Ed Bryson and Mike Henderson. We did the first one and we loved it, man. And so we came back, and I have to tell you that the book did not disappoint one bit on the second run. And sometimes the first one is great and the second one comes and it's terrible. Yeah. But not this time. Sins of the Father. book opens up, man, there's Spider-Man running. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
you know,
that's Spidey. Why is he running? Why ain't he swinging around?
Next thing, another old school Hydra. When I say old school, because, you know, in the MCU, you don't know, there's no Hydra uniforms, but right. All these cats got the old, you know, the Hydra uniforms. They kill Spidey, man. And yeah. Then there's Mysterio, because he's hanging out with Mr. Sinister's daughter and the Red Skull's daughter and Skull and Crossbones.
Right.
So she brought them to them. She brought Mysterio to them because she needed an organization to listen to her, to say, hey, this guy, you know, has the knowledge, so the bad guys come on top. Just play ball and you're going to win.
Right.
However, the two people he brought them to are just two complete dumbasses who are just thugs and, you know, a spoiled rich kid, you know, with a racial hate in her heart. Well, right. Both of them are racially hated type of people.
Right.
And they just can't see the bigger picture. Meanwhile, the buddy cop, Logan and Hawkeye episode is going pretty good. Mm-hmm. And they're still looking for Mysterio. So they're going places. Hawkeye is getting a little impatient with old man Logan. Mm-hmm. And I like how in the book they mentioned that he hears the other Wolverine is back. And so that's why he didn't want to go back to his world and stuff, because right. He might do the same mistake that he did. So that made a lot of sense for him to stay, because they allowed that portal thing to come out and he couldn't, you know, he didn't want to get in.
And I'm glad they did that. They cleared that up.
Yeah, because it'd be like, why won't you just get out of here? Right. You know, what's the problem? You know, I don't know why you want to go back to the wasteland anyway.
But they gave him he gave him a lot of scenarios why he didn't go back.
So that's true.
They covered all the bases.
So Mysterio's terrified out of his mind from these idiot thugs, because they are, like, you know, just scary, dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, that's happening. The bad guys do not realize how well this could end up for them. You know, they're just so busy. You talk about someone's want to cut it on a slice, they're going to have to pay. You know, right. Like, are you idiot? You know, well, yeah, Miss Sinister is like, you guys are idiots. It's not about money. It's about taking over everything.
Right.
So they don't get it. So I don't think, in my opinion, she's gonna last with them for too much longer. I think she's gonna take him to someone else.
Who is the Red Skull's daughter?
Yeah, I think they're gonna end up someplace else. Some stuff happens in Times Square. I won't spoil it, and that's the book ends. And I know I made it seem short, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
I love this book.
Yeah.
And they took it up a notch on this one, especially with the sequence at the end.
Oh yeah.
And so I thought that was, I'm like, is that Mysterio or is those real McCoys? You know what I'm saying? But don't spoil it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you thinking about this?
No, this is very good, very good, very good book. Very interesting and very good storyline. Very well drawn. The page moves very, very well.
Say very one more time.
Very. Yeah, I'm overdoing it. But yeah, I did like how when Mysterio was in the bathroom and you see that he is terrified, like, these people are nuts.
Because,
like,
he don't even want to be there, man. Right.
And he threatened it. Yeah, and he told him, like, look here, man. If I even get an idea that you're going to cross me, I'm gonna do you in, cross some bones. So, yeah, he's scary right here.
Yeah, because these guys are just like cold-blooded right, murderers. Yeah, and most of Spider-Man's villains over the years have been thugs, robbers, bank robbers, you know, hatching evil schemes. You know, I'm not speaking about, like, the clone conspiracy and things like that. I'm talking about his traditional bad guys, the Mysterios, the Rhinos, the Shockers, the
Sandmans.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I mean, then you get into the psychos, like Green Goblin. Yeah, yeah, you know, right. Hobgoblin.
Right.
So this is an old school hero. And, he, you know, even Doc Ock, he wants world domination, but he's not just a blatant murderer, you know, just killing people just because they're standing there, you know. Everything has a purpose.
Right.
So I dig this. I can't wait to read the next ones. The next time we come with it, we'll probably catch up. We'll probably catch up on everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If we're behind, and I don't know if we are, with Guardians of the Galaxy, we'll do two books, you know, just to catch everybody up, you know, keep everybody on track. So there we go for this week, man.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Thumbs up for both of us, man.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take our final break, man, and we're going to get back with something a little different on Fans of Patrol, man. You know, we're looking at an Oscar pick here, man, you know, so we'll be right back. All right, man. it's time for Black Klansman, man. You know, normally we stick to, you know, action movies, superheroes, things like that. But sometimes we do stuff like this. We did that terrible Oscar movie last year that you guys loved.
Way of what, the water with the fish dude, get the flap.
Sea screw and whatever that was. Touch of water.
Water, something.
Screw in water.
Yeah, it was something. Merman. He was getting busy.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What was the name of that movie?
The Way of Water, I think.
Wasn't the Way of Water.
Water.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so we did that last year. And this year we were talking about doing the winner, but we really wanted to see Black Klansman. And since Spike finally got the Oscar for screenplay, we said, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So the movie stars John David Denzel Washington.
Right.
Did not know this was his son. And I said, he must look exactly like his mama because he don't look nothing like his daddy.
But he sounds just like his father.
You think so?
Man, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Just like him.
Actor who I'm really, really, really been taking a shine on, Adam Driver.
Kylo Ren.
I really like him, man. I really like him. I liked him ever since. Kylo Ren was okay.
Yeah.
I've seen him in other things. But what really caught my attention is when I found out that he was an ex-Marine. And he started a company for the Marines, you know, acting company. You know, I just think he's a good dude, man. And maybe he's a douchebag, I don't know, but it seems pretty cool. Laura Harrier played Patrice Dumas with her fine self.
Oh, yeah.
Topher Grace was in this movie, man. Alec Baldwin had a Spike Lee moment at the beginning of the film.
He did.
A lot of actors. Isaiah Woodcox, he's a character actor. A lot of character actors. A lot of guys. Hey, Steve Buscemi's brother was in this, Michael Buscemi.
Yeah. And he looked just like Buscemi from a distance until you get to him. It's like, nah, because you don't have that extra row of choppers.
It took me a while. I was like, once they did a close-up, I said, oh, it's not him.
Right, yeah.
And then I left it alone, and then you brought up the fact. You was like, hey, I think that's his brother. And I said, well, that would make a lot of sense. We looked it up. Yes, it's his brother.
Yep.
Harry Belafonte had a little cameo in this.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. It was very good. It was powerful. It was very, very powerful.
Well, powerful to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was good, you know, it was a little
oh, they history. Got uncredited Donald Trump archive footage.
Playing. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Why did you ruin it with that? Anyway. Anyway, so let's get it started, man.
Okay.
So, you know, I wanted to see this movie, and, you know, I'm a Spike Lee fan, but if you ever watch Spike Lee movies,
yeah,
he has a way of doing things that's, I say, oh, that's Spike Lee.
Oh, he has a formula, yeah.
Oh, that's Spike Lee. You know them Spike Lee moments.
He has a signature, yes.
He had two huge Spike Lee moments uh-huh. in this movie, and it was cool. One of them went away. I think they both went a little long. Both of the Spike Lee moments. When we get to it, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But it was still cool.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting that this movie was supposed to be in Colorado and not like the Deep South.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And so, language was flying filth.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of F bombs.
A lot of N bombs. Everything bombs.
There was N bombs in there, of course. Yeah.
So you know. Our hero, man, he wants to be a cop, man.
Yeah.
You know, I love the opening scene when he walks up all soul brother down with his gear.
Oh, yeah.
Pat his afro and he walks into, you know, the in front of the sign.
It says minorities.
Yeah, yeah.
Encouraged to.
To apply.
Apply, yeah.
So the opening interview was awesome. I dug it.
I did, too.
You know, he was not a jive talking turkey.
Right.
You know, and it was kind of hard at first for me to determine what time this was. So it had to be late 70s.
It was.
You know, early 80s, but, you know.
No, I think it was more late 70s right after 9.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It had to be during 9.
Well, you know what confused me? Huh? I know Cybill Shepherd, you know, was older, but I remember her on Moonlight and she was still hot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
And then they had the Lifetime magazine talking about Cybill Shepherd. And I
yeah,
was like,
right. Yeah, yeah.
When was this? You right. know, I was confused at that part because of that. But the opening interview, when a guy he's with the black cop and he's with the police chief, who you know, just full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And when a guy was like, "What if they call you an N-word?" And it got quiet, and he was like, "Will they?" And the guy, the black cop, was like, "She." Well,
you know, that was from from The Wire. That was the mayor from The Wire. That's not the mayor, but he was a senator.
Politician. No, I don't know nothing about that.
That's his signature. She.
Oh, he used to say it on that show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
his signature. Yeah.
So that was one of the moments that it was an inside joke, but it was funny.
Right, yeah.
It was funny. I laughed out loud when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, he gets the job and he's in the file room, and I love the disrespect that he was getting from the other cops.
Yeah, they're calling it the perps toads.
Well, not only, but not that. What I like is the disrespect that was happening and the way he would combat it by walking all silly.
Yeah, walking slow. Yeah, yeah, taking his time.
And then he would like go get the stuff and he would stop and look at him. And then he would come, and then he would slam it on the damn, and he would like, you know, when he took the paper, he would always make sure he snatched it.
Right, right, right.
I just thought it was brilliant. It was just like his own little protest, right. You know. So that was cool, man. Mm-hmm. So they got racist cops everywhere.
Of course.
And so.
We knew that. Yeah.
Right. And so, but they got to work with him, you know. Right. Nobody's really like hazing him, like giving him the hard time.
Right.
And so he wants to. He goes and talks to the chief, and he wants to like do more.
Yeah, I'm get out the records room. I hate the records room. Let me give some action out here.
They basically tell him to go on somewhere, but then he gets a phone call and says, "Show up here."
Right. Yeah.
Because they have a national black speaker, Black Panther leader.
Yeah.
Coming to speak to the people.
To Kwame something.
Right, and so he goes. They make him an undercover cop, being a rookie. Right. And so he's to go spy on his people.
Right.
Black nationalists, apparently, was what they're supposed to be.
Right, yeah.
And they go to the rally. He meets Patrice Furner.
Oh, man, she's beautiful. I love you.
And that was just nice how he smoothed up there. But she still sends him to the back of the line.
Right, yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he gets in there and... Dr. Dre comes on the
of course, yeah.
And Dr. Dre comes on the
Dr. Dre. No tables though, but he's still rocking the house.
Right. So his speech was awesome.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
But the speech turned into a Spike Lee moment, which was kind of a trip for me because the speech was riveting. Very true, everything, you know. And I think it went way too long, Dwayne.
Okay. Okay.
I think that speech should have been no longer than 2 minutes.
Okay.
Because once you got to a minute of the speech, you're like, it is a movie, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was clearly Spike Lee's moment to preach.
To educate, yeah. Preach and educate, yeah.
And it was great.
It was.
For me, but then it took me out of the movie because I was really sitting there saying, oh, this has been going for a while. Especially, okay, like when he did the Spike Lee moment when he was showing the different faces in the crowd. Watching. Great.
I liked that part. That was nice.
That was fine.
Yeah.
For me, the first time.
Okay.
But it kept happening. And it kept happening. Next thing you know, I love the scene that he's sitting in front of his desk just clowning around, see the Klan rally thing and calls.
Yeah, that was great.
And all his like colleagues turn around looking at him like, what the hell did he just do? Because he put on his white voice, you know.
Right, and he had to talk.
Right.
Where, you know.
It sounded like a Southern fella almost, you know.
A Kentuckian, maybe.
Maybe, or something.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
So he gets this guy on the phone. He calls him back, and, you know, next thing you know, he's invited to a bar to meet this guy.
Right.
So they hatch this plan. Now, this was kind of really far-fetched for me that the rookie is going to be running this operation. And I'm sitting there like, no, that would never happen, ever.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're not going to make the most inexperienced dude in the room run it. Right. And the cops that was with him only showed minimum pushback for it.
The
Adam Driver character, the Michael Buscemi character.
Right.
But it's cool. It's a movie, right?
Yeah, of course.
So they go with it, and he's going to... Ron Stallworth is a name he just made. No, it was his name.
That's his name, and yeah, but he accidentally used his real name, and they called him like, you rookie dumbass. Mistake. Like, rookie, what are you doing, man?
Right. And so so he's the Ron Stallworth on the phone.
Right.
And Adam Driver becomes Ron Stallworth in the flesh.
Yeah, the person, yes.
So they wire him up and send him to meet the Klan people.
Right.
And... they are some intense, scary dudes, and you know it gets a little stereotypical with the dumbass races, you know.
Of course,
and
yeah. You got two of them. You got the dumb fat one and the dumb skinny one.
Well, the
dangerous skinny one.
About to say that he was more. I looked at him more as the being.
Yeah,
he was so dangerous.
Yeah, he wasn't dumb at all. He was dangerous.
Just fueled by hate, and more hate.
Right.
And but it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I wonder how accurate these characters are to true life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's people that stupid, you know, like the one character, you know, and, you know, we know people are super duper racist and whatnot.
Mm.
And so I'm just thinking as I'm watching this, the other Spike Lee moment that happened in this film, was right at the beginning with Alec Baldwin with the
Speech,
because it had nothing to do with the rest of the movie, you know.
Well, it was showing you what you're going to die, what world you're about to encounter.
Yeah, but you could have just started the movie. That was Spike Lee. That was a Spike Lee moment, and that went for a long time.
Well, you show both. Yeah, like you said, you show on both sides.
So. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really.
Well, how a white racist would think compared to a black radical.
Okay, I can see that point. Yeah. Still a Spike Lee moment. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because it went forever, especially with the
he had to get his voice together. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, he was filming.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, man. Okay. So the Adam Driver character gets in there easy, man.
Yeah.
And immediately they show how dangerous these dudes is because the cops are following them behind the real Ron Stallworth and they're loading up guns and stuff. And, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, these cats aren't playing. They're letting you know from the beginning, these cats are dangerous, man. Yeah. You know, they're just not just talking dangerous.
Yeah.
But, and then there's a plan that's overheard that they're supposed to be bombing somebody. Somebody mentions bomb. Mm-hmm. So they get the okay to continue surveilling these people and to continue doing this stuff. Some kind of way, man, the real Ron Stallworth ends up on the phone with
David Duke.
With David Duke, man. And David Duke likes him, man. I mean, they almost have a deep friend relationship over the phone, speaking casually about, you know, white nationalism. And it gets very interesting. And I'm sitting there like, wow, Spike Lee a trip. He using these real people. I'm like, this is a trip, you know. And so,
well, yeah, this stuff actually happened.
Right. And then he's developing his relationship with, no, it didn't actually happen. Not with Ron Stallworth and David Duke. That's fiction, you know.
Okay, yeah.
But he's using real people.
Right.
So, but I guess if you're a public figure, people can do what they want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I like how the relationship with him and Patrice is getting better and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I like the scene where they show the cops rousting the leaders and how inappropriate and stuff things was going, and, you know, how the rights was being violated in a traffic stop without getting too crazy into what's happening now in this world, because I didn't want that to happen. When I was looking at it, I was like, I hope the movie don't get too preachy. Just let it be a movie and, you know, let the villains invoke. And they didn't. So bravo for you, Spike. I was like, that's cool. I'm glad that it didn't.
Oh, you hit the right medium.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because, you know, pieces like this can get really preachy sometimes and people don't want to hear it, and then they shut down.
Yeah,
then
you get all uncomfortable with watching this.
Exactly. Even people like, you know, for black folks, you know, we'll watch stuff.
But I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to keep seeing that shit.
Stuff like that make me mad.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's the whole point. Yeah, I want to keep seeing it.
So these guys is having their little in-home Klan rallies, and they just keep getting worse and worse, man. Like,
they amping it up. They're going from 0 to 100.
I think the one guy's wife is the most dangerous person in the room.
Because he had to shut her out the room. Like, all right, honey. He's like, yeah, because if you ever need me to do whatever, I'm down for it, honey.
Yeah, she was so ready to prove, you know. And when they did the little bedroom talk scene between, you know, him and his wife,
you knew. Yeah, I knew she was gonna be you're gonna be the goat.
Well, what I was thinking was that it showed how worse than she was even than him, and he was the worst one in the room.
Right.
He was not intelligent, and he was just, you know, dangerous.
Yeah.
But she was far more dangerous than...
Well, yeah, because she was more dangerous because she was pretty much, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it.
Right, and this is what I want to do.
Right, and I want to do it anyway. Yeah, exactly. Just give me the idea and the resources, and I will do what is command.
Right, now, that character was Felix, and he he was played by Jasper Pacquion.
But he plays in a lot of movies. I remember him in a lot of Western movies.
You know what he looks like?
What's that?
He looks like Sean Bean.
Yes.
You know?
He looks like a cartoon.
No. Sean Bean from Tombstone.
Ringo. The mustache. He was the bad guy, wasn't he?
No, that's not him. He looks like him.
Oh, okay.
He just looks like him.
Yeah, I thought he was the one that we wanted to start. He was like, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Why haven't we did that movie on the show? I love Tombstone so much. It's one of my favorites. No, he looks like Sean Bean, big time.
Okay. Yeah.
Or is it Michael Beam? His name is Michael Beam, not Sean Beam.
Michael Beam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean Beam is the guy from Lord of the Rings.
Word.
Anyway, let's keep rolling. So,
how come, hey, and Lord of the Rings, how come there was only one ordinary name, which was Sam? Everybody else had Frodo and Bigglesworth and
it's pretty good.
Well, I mean, seriously, yeah, that's something else. Yeah, we'll go on that later.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, you know, say he probably got picked on and shit too, because his name was ordinary. Everybody, you know, say everybody else had the, you know, the weird names and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it goes. Things start getting worse. The Klan is getting bold. They want to drop a bomb and bomb Patrice.
Yeah.
You know, because they kept seeing her name popping up and stuff, and so. The lady wanted to go bomb her, and so the plan becomes to bomb her.
Right. And also,
go ahead.
Boy, Adam Driver gets recognized by somebody he had put into the pokey.
No, I got a problem.
What?
I got a problem with this here.
Uh-oh.
That dude's Hispanic, dude. He used to be on the NYPD, yeah. Bro.
Right.
He was supposed to be playing a white man.
That was, yeah. I noticed that, too. Like, wait a minute, man. I know this dude. Is not all the way.
No, he's not anyway. Boy,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love this. Oh, man.
That dude.
I kind of picked. But I ignored it, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was one of those things.
You gave it a pass the way?
Yeah, like, you know what? Nah, I mean, it's not that big of a deal right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, something ain't right about this right here. Just what you said.
Nicholas Turturro.
Yep.
So he's always played Hispanic people, but I guess he's Italian. He's John Turturro's brother.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy that recognized him.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
But he still, he I guess maybe, but it may be me because I've always seen him play Hispanic actors.
Well, no, you know. Cause, yeah, it's me too. Because I was like, I know you're. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I was like, what is he doing there? Right. So right, he gets recognized. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna take him out and kill him.
But
go ahead.
But no, yeah, but it just so happens that. While old girl is about to try to blow up, no,
she's who's
gonna,
old girl?
I'm sorry, dude's wife, the radical. I'm sorry, not the the racist wife. Your what's his name? Flip, not Flip. What's
Felix.
Felix. Well, she was supposed to bomb the meeting that they were supposed to have, but then they dropped a dime on her, and the cops showed up, so she got all scared, and they were going with Plan B.
Bomb the Patrice.
To bomb Patrice now. So that's why. Driver didn't get recognized because they were about to blow his cover in front of David Duke at the dinner table.
Right.
But that's when he got the phone call from, and then that's when they had to go help her out, help out the wife to place the bomb. And she's so clumsy and just so, she's funny though, because she tried to put the bomb in the mailbox. You can actually put the bomb in the mailbox. Just open the mailbox a little bit more.
Well, she was not built to be
a
terrorist.
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah.
Connie is her name.
Right.
And I love that they assigned Ron Stallworth to bodyguard David Duke.
Yes.
And he all brotherfied with the glasses and the fro the whole time, and people looking at him crazy, and he doesn't flinch the whole time.
Now, this was the sergeant's doing, right? He's like, well, we're short of manpower.
The sergeant was cool. It was the chief.
The chief, right? Yeah, that's right. The chief was
the sergeant was cool.
Yeah, the sergeant was with the glasses.
Sergeant was with the glasses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was the chief. Yeah, you're right. They were supposed to bomb the meeting that they had Harry Belafonte speaking at.
Right.
And right, then she ended up there. Mm-hmm. So the bomb doesn't go off. They get there in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
The bomb does go off.
It does go off.
It goes off on the Klansmen.
Right.
And so that's pretty cool.
It was. That was
so
real cool.
That's pretty much was the end, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. And then they got the racist cop that did the shakedown, the legal search and seizure, whatever, the violating the rights. They got him in the bar because they got him to admit what a piece of shit he was because he tried to hit on Patrice again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she called him out like, is this what you do? I mean, you harass people. And then after you harass them, you try to hit on them in bars and stuff. And then. They baited him, and he's like, I can do whatever I want to you.
Now, this surprised me about this movie, mm-hmm. because normally movies are this type of movie, you walk away mad and pissed off.
Yeah.
And I literally had a good feeling when this movie was over with. I felt great after I finished watching this because it allowed me to have a happy ending, even though we know in the real world different things happen.
At the end, they basically said that you have to scrap all the information that you had on the Ku Klux Klan. You don't remember that part? Mm-hmm. You said all that work that you guys did,
Yes, it all went away.
Right.
But there was still a happy ending to this thing.
Because you got rid of.
You pulled them bad people off the street. You know, the worst ones.
The cops.
Right, and the corrupt cops too.
Right, yeah.
So I felt great.
Yeah.
I was like, wonderful.
Right.
So I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. I highly recommend it. I don't care what your race is. Matter of fact, if you're not too keen on race relations in the United States, this is a good one.
Yeah, it is.
You know, this is for a lot of people. A lot of the treatment that you see in this movie, it's everyday life for a lot of us.
Right.
You know, and it is what it is, man. And then, you know, at the end of the film, they had the actual social commentary of the things that happened last year.
Right, it's Charlottesville.
Yeah, it's things like that. Mm. And, you know, that stuff, and I know that's the only part that I was like, damn, reality. You know, leave me with my happy ending, dude.
Right,
you know,
right,
but Spike never makes a movie that he's not trying to, you know, well, almost never makes a movie that he's not trying to give you a message. Because I remember that one with the bank job or something like that. Not the bank job, but the one movie where Denzel Washington and the guy slept in the bank overnight and stuff like that. You know, that was just a movie, you know. Right. But I thought this was an excellent movie. Had a couple of, like I said, I think the speech went too far, but it didn't ruin it for me.
Right.
I mean, I'm watching a movie, you know, and if I'm not invested into what the person is saying, you only got a few moments to grab somebody, you know, and if you linger too long, you lose them.
Right.
So that's going to do it, man.
Yeah.
We listened to a great bit of news, and we had a good time speaking with our new friend, John Glover, brother, and read a good comic and saw a damn good movie, man.
Yeah.
So I totally recommend. What about you?
Yeah, I only spent like maybe $5 all together. You know, magazine and movie, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Had a good evening.
Man, it was like all of them were good. It was worth it. Yeah, it was.
That's awesome, bad. Dude. Yeah. So that's gonna do it, man. I guess next week, man. I guess we'll probably come back with
what, Ms. Marvel?
Captain
Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Excuse me.
I just makes me wonder, you know. I don't know. A lot of people might do their show this week. Yeah, we'll do ours next week. I guess we have to go see it sometime during this week.
Yeah.
You know, and get in with all the great Marvel stuff, man, you know?
Yeah.
And that's be good. And I really didn't like seeing this car run these people over in this damn movie. Let me turn this damn thing on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you know. I don't really like that much reality in my fantasy.
I can dig it.
Anyway, man. That's going to do it for Fans of Patrol. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the Smooth One himself, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell Smooth, not Dwayne.
And we will be back next week, definitely with some Captain Marvel. We'll come back with a sweet comic, and we'll get Tifflebot back here. She says hi. She just, at the last minute, she couldn't hang, so that was it. But we miss you, and it's been 2 weeks since we've seen Tifflebot because of the stuff that happened the last week.
Yeah, man.
So with that, man, we'll be out of here, and until next week, we will be
on Patrol.